To get an idea of who may be running for president in 2016, you just need to track visits to the early primary states. Take New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He was in New Hampshire yesterday. Technically, he was there on business related to the upcoming midterm elections, but as NPR's Don Gagne reports, he was also there to make an impression for the election in 2 years, pressing ahead despite the New Jersey Bridgegate scandal.
South Broadway Street cuts through the town of Salem, New Hampshire. Don't go too far, or you're in Massachusetts. In a strip mall just on the right, you'll find a local field office for the New Hampshire Republican Party. Volunteers are calling registered voters to remind them about the coming midterm election as they await a special guest.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. We're going to get started.
That's New Hampshire Republican Party Chair Jennifer Horn. It's the 5 o'clock hour. There are about 100 people here, not a big crowd. Most are GOP activists and volunteers, some simply voters who've come to see the guest of honor, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for supporting our ticket in this state. I've been here 3 times now since July, and I'll be here a lot more between now and November because this is such an important state.
Christie was here in his role as head of the Republican Governors Association, but in Salem, he was with Scott Brown, the former Massachusetts senator who's moved to New Hampshire to try to unseat incumbent Democrat Jeanne Shaheen. Here's how Christie highlighted Brown's previous time in the Senate.
This is somebody who has seen it, and he's actually willing to go back there. That is a fighter, everybody. That's somebody who's willing to fight for New Hampshire.
But as roadshows go, it was remarkably low-key. Christie spoke for just 2 minutes 40 seconds total. There was no big rallying cry or crescendo, and he kept the focus away from himself. The point is, he was here, and his appearance still made the front page, the top headline in the state's big daily paper today, the Union Leader in Manchester. Christie spent much more time working the room, posing for pictures.
Governor, can I grab you just for a second? Yeah, sure. Can you get a picture with our number one volunteer?
Come on, absolutely.
Here?
Another person steps in and reminds Christie they've met once before and calls him
the next president
of the United States, he says. Another promises he'll be in touch when Christie does decide to run, and so it goes before the governor heads out the back door. 50-year-old business owner Jim DiStefano, a Republican, watched from the back of the crowd.
I like that he's blunt and to the point. I've seen him make progress in a very difficult state where he wasn't in the majority, so that's encouraging.
But here's Christie's problem. Without me asking about it, DiStefano raises the issue of those famous lane closures at the George Washington Bridge.
If I was on that bridge in that traffic jam, I'd probably feel differently, though. I took that as an example of the abuse of government for political purposes, which is much the same as I see happening in Washington.
The issue has hurt Christie in polling. In early polls last year, he was ahead of the pack in New Hampshire. A CNN poll out this week puts him in 4th place. But one longtime state Republican at yesterday's event said, let's see what the issue looks like in a year's time. It's New Hampshire, he said, and it'll all get a full airing. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.